Hello everybody and welcome to your latest roundup. What we're going to cover today is New Year's Eve at Disneyland Paris. Now, they've said this before, but I believe they mean it again. It is the most magical night of the year. They do also build every other special event they have as the most magical night of the year. However, we're going to have a quick chat about New Year's Eve at Disneyland Paris. This takes place over, obviously, December 31st, all the way into the 1st of January 2019, and encompasses the Disney Village, it encompasses Disneyland Paris, and it encompasses the Walt Disney Studios. So the first thing we're going to have a look at is they bill it by saying, "Are you seeking for New Year's Eve full of magic and surprise? Why, yes I am, because I hate New Year." This December 31st, enjoy all the Disneyland park attractions as well as exclusive entertainment until 1 a.m. during a privatised party. A privatised, I think that's a translation from French to English, it doesn't work perfect, but a privatised party. What they're going to do is it is exclusive to people who buy their €99 ticket, or it's €84 if you're a Disney hotel guest, or €89 for a Magic Plus annual pass holder, or $79 for an Infinity annual pass holder. So if you're an Infinity annual pass holder, you are getting this absolutely cheaper than everybody else, cheaper than even the people who are staying in Disney hotels. Presumably you must have other accommodation, or you are French, or you are in France, or you have something that you can be doing. It does include access to the park from 5 p.m. and likely they will start kicking everybody else out once they've got illuminations over and done with about 7 p.m. You can go on all the attractions which are open, which at Halloween, as you know, not all, every attraction is open, so every attraction is open apart from those closed for refurbishment. So if you're going for Phantom Manor or anything like that, you are solidly out of luck. The Incredibles New Year's Eve Parade is making a exclusive preview on that night. So you can see the Incredibles. I do wonder, is it actually going to be The Incredibles, or is it not going to be The Incredibles? I mean, to put Incredible in the title would lead you to believe The Incredibles, wouldn't it? But it might not be The Incredibles, it just says The Incredible New Year's Eve Parade. That's really confusing. I think The Incredibles must be in it, surely. Surely with a new movie, and surely they've put The Incredible New Year's Eve Parade, they have to be in it, you'd think. Maybe not, though. That's confusing. Anyway, it is going to be a giant and exclusive parade just for this one magical night, a unique opportunity to relive the enchantment of over the parade of all parades in the presence of many Disney characters. So it's going to be a big parade. It's going to have a lot of characters, I would think. Do not forget your camera, it says, because this New Year's Eve party is also an opportunity to meet many characters such as Darth Vader, Chewbacca, R2-D2, Terk, Coda, Kanai, Jack Skellington, Miko, Edgar, Tiana, and Naveen, or their friends, Clarice or Chip and Dale, Donald and Daisy. So you're getting a whole host of characters. Very rare in Disneyland Paris, actually, to meet Darth Vader, Chewbacca, and R2-D2. So that's pretty rare, so you're going to get to go and meet them. And they have an incredible New Year dance party. Again, the incredible New Year dance party. Is this coincidence? Would we not just call it the dance party? It's going to be the craziest. They say it's going to be the sound of the craziest tubes, however they mean tunes. They do really mean tunes. Yo-Kai's coming back with Yo-Kai's Revenge, and he's going to be at the Videopolis Theatre. This is a laser show that you can see on our channel already. You can probably catch it on YouTube. However, it's nice they're bringing it back. They are bringing it back, so that's quite nice. There's going to be the sparkling New Year's Eve fireworks. A spectacular, unprecedented fireworks display will illuminate Sleeping Beauty Castle to celebrate in a memorable way. The one nice thing about New Year's Eve is they actually are allowed to send off fireworks to make a lot of noise. So that's why it's spectacular and unprecedented, because it will make a lot of noise, and they're allowed to make a lot of noise, which they're often not allowed to do. And if you're not allowed to make a lot of noise, it's nice to make a lot of noise. They will have, as well, at the Walt Disney Studios Park, Olaf is going to meet you in Production Courtyard for an icy dance party to warm up against some frosty music. And Animagic Theatre, jazz and tap dancing fans will swing the biggest Christmas tunes with the now essential Mickey's Christmas Big Band. So that was already on anyway, so you can see that on New Year's Eve. To be fair, the Walt Disney Studios Park is just the price of your normal admission. You'll get this anyway, so you're getting a wee Olaf party on New Year's Eve for free. That's the better way to look at it. If you only buy a ticket to the the New Year's Eve party in Disneyland Park. What they are saying though is you can go across Walt Disney Studios Park with your ticket as well. I'm not sure you would do that, but you could do that. I think the big thing here is at €99, it's very expensive, and especially £79 annual pass holders. Again, it's probably the most expensive party we're having all year, and I think the reason it's so expensive is effectively, if you have a look, they've put on its own parade that's running effectively. Halloween was just a couple of villains taking over the Halloween parade. This seems to be its own parade, so I'm very excited, and I hope somebody brings a video of that if I don't get to go. And I'm very excited to see what the fireworks show is, because spectacular and unprecedented sounds good. Spectacular and unprecedented. I like the sound of that. So I'll be very excited to see that. So that is the roundup that we have for New Year's Eve. And it's going to be spectacular in Disneyland Paris. It's nice to see they're actually putting on a special event. It's not just the standard night. In previous years, they've had, you know, just the standard night in Disneyland Park, the standard night in Walt Disney Studios, and then they've done fireworks over the lake. But it's nice to see they have a hard-ticketed event that fans can go and see. It will be a very expensive time of the year to be there, and I hope everybody who is there enjoys it and loves it, and I want to hear everything about it. But for just now, that is your roundup of New Year's Eve at Disneyland Paris. Goodbye!